like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. Luce.
Luce is the name of the main character in this film. It's based on a play by a young playwright named J.C. Lee that had its premiere off-Broadway at the Lincoln Center in New York in 2013. And it's now been brought to the big screen under the direction of another young
yes.
Filmmaker named Julius Ona.
But Lee is also a writer for this.
He is. They co-wrote it and adapted it to the screen.
Yep. I think this is a complicated movie.
It brings in, I think, a lot of issues that are current in today's society, but doesn't necessarily make it easy by giving you any resolution on all of them.
So we're talking about racism here. A young man with a megawatt smile who is the premier athlete and everything else in his high school. But anyway, he was from Eritrea originally, up to about age 7. So he had been schooled in militarism. That presents the simple conflict, wouldn't you say, in the film?
It's the primary basis for all the other conflicts that are brought to the fore through his relationship with his parents, through his relationship with his fellow students, and through his relationship with his antagonist. In this case, I guess she was a history, social science teacher.
Yeah.
Harriet Wilson, wonderfully portrayed by Octavia Spencer.
I mean, for those of you who are used to Octavia Spencer going a little bit over the top, she does not do that.
She does not and plays a very challenging role because she doesn't portray the character of Harriet Wilson as very likable.
The thing that I like about this film is nothing is ever as it seems. In her case, while she's trying to help students of color, minorities, to be able to withstand the slings and arrows of society at this time, yet it appears that she may have some things in her background that impel her to do this, and not all of it is great either.
No, I mean, she's definitely a flawed character. Student issues and student challenges, you wonder, is she aiding and abetting racism because of her own experiences and standards, and then projecting that onto these students? And a big question that the film raises, how do our expectations projected onto others limit us from being our true self?
In the case of Luce, our titular character, he is being boxed by everybody, including his parents, his teachers, into a certain notion and maybe even stereotype of the excellent student of color. And they all want him to be this perfect person. Yet at the same time, there's a suggestion he might not be everything that he appears to be. He may be the opposite.
Yes.
The actor who has such a beautiful visage.
Calvin Harrison Jr. What he does in this film, and similar to the play in the movie Doubt, you're being shown certain facts and certain presentations. It does have that kernel of doubt. Am I really seeing I'm seeing, and do I believe it? He does make you believe in him because he's so charismatic. Does a great job portraying the perfect student that his school wants him to be and the perfect son that his parents want him to be. And yet he's able to weave in those moments in the character where you may see cracks in the surface.
Yes. Now, that's my kind of movie, okay? When I have no closure, I'm a really happy guy because I don't see any in life either.
That's very true to life. We don't always get the perfect endings that we want.
So I think it's the kind of movie that a person who thinks of film as high art.
Immigration, the issue of adoption.
Sure.
The issue of school cultures and the demands on this generation of being overextended and involved in everything and good at everything in order to build their resume, in order to get to a good college. That's a lot of pressure. And so there's these different layers of social issues.
Forget about race. Parent with a child. Child is accused of something. Going to support the child, but you have your suspicions. This is wonderful stuff.
It was really wonderful. And the issue of trust in that relationship, especially given the background of Luce, rather unnecessary scenes that didn't really add much.
Mary Urena, the film is Luce. What grade do you award it?
I'm going to give it a B+.
And I'm going to give it an A-. We always have terrific films.
I don't know. I'm waiting for that one that one of us really dislikes and the other one really likes. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.